What happens after we die? This question has captivated humanity since the dawn of consciousness. In The Five People You Meet in Heaven, we follow Annie, a young woman whose life ends suddenly during what should have been routine lung transplant surgery for her husband Paolo. But death isn't the end of Annie's story, it's just a beginning. After taking her final breath, Annie finds herself hurtling through a spectrum of colors before landing in a realm unlike anything she expected. Heaven, it turns out, isn't a place of eternal rest, but rather a journey of understanding. Annie's story begins with her end. At 30 years old, with butterscotch hair and olive eyes, Annie dies in a hospital following a selfless decision to donate her lungs to her critically injured husband. Paolo, her childhood sweetheart and newlywed husband of just one day, had been catastrophically burned in a hot air balloon accident during their honeymoon. Without hesitation, Annie volunteered her own lungs for transplant, declaring with absolute conviction, "If he doesn't live, I don't want to." Death had been an unwelcome companion throughout Annie's life. 22 years earlier, she survived what many called a miracle at Ruby Pier Amusement Park when a mechanical failure nearly claimed her life. Though her severed hand was reattached, leaving only a thin silver scar, the incident claimed the life of Eddie, the park's elderly maintenance worker, whose final act was pushing Annie to safety. In her final conscious moments before anesthesia takes hold, Annie whispers a prayer for Paolo's life. Through the haze of preoperative medications, she sees Eddie, somehow familiar despite being dead for decades, running toward her with outstretched arms, his work uniform now pristinely white. Everything fades to brilliant light, and Annie's consciousness hurtles at tremendous speed through a spectrum of colors, weightless and free from pain. Annie arrives in heaven fragmented, only a floating hand remaining as train tracks appear. In a vintage passenger car, she meets Samir, a boy with a striped shirt and toy holster. They communicate through thoughts. Samir explains that new arrivals must listen before speaking, a skill most never mastered in life. Samir reveals he lost his arm to a train at age 7, later becoming the surgeon who saved Annie's hand after her childhood accident. In a desert, dogs gather Annie's scattered parts. They lead her to a valley of small lawns, each with its own door and waiting dog, where she finds the Potomac County Animal Rescue Shelter. There, she meets Cleo, the mixed-breed puppy who helped her heal after she and her mother fled to Arizona following her accident. Annie finds herself on what appears to be an island of 5 peninsulas, actually a giant hand. Looking up, she sees her mother, Lorraine, whose eyes open like a deep well. Lorraine married Jerry at 19 to escape her small town, naming Annie after Annie Edson Taylor, the Niagara Falls survivor. When Jerry became abusive, slapping Annie for opening the freezer, Lorraine threw him out. In heaven, Annie learns her mother fled with her after the Ruby Pier accident to prevent Jerry from gaining custody. She also learns of her mother's deepest regret, being with Bob under the boardwalk during the accident. "I didn't protect you. I left you alone," Lorraine confesses. Her shame manifested as harshness toward Annie, really self-punishment. When Annie forgives her, understanding her sacrifices, Lorraine reveals, "That is what I was here to teach you. Grace." Annie emerges from a waterfall to find a pier like Ruby Pier beside a gray ocean. At a grave marked Eddie Maintenance, a gruff voice stops her. She recognizes the maintenance man from her wedding. His touch reveals his life, his harsh childhood, Marguerite, his war service, injury at Ruby Pier, his wife's death, and giving young Annie a pipe cleaner rabbit on his last day. Eddie tells her that her childhood thank you was the last thing he heard alive. As they walk, he shares his heaven journey while she confides her struggles. He admits to accidentally killing Tala, a Filipino girl, by burning a hut during the war. Through Eddie, Annie remembers the truth. He died saving her from a falling cart at Ruby Pier. When guilt overwhelms her, Eddie explains his sacrifice helped redeem him from Tala's death. The wrongs we do open doors to do right, he says, revealing Annie is his next person. In heaven, you meet five people, then become one of five for someone else. Before parting, he lets her hold her baby son, Lawrence. In her final heavenly moment, Annie stands in her wedding dress atop a glass globe universe. The figures beneath dissolve to reveal Paolo in a tuxedo saying, "I do." Her joy turns to anguish upon learning Paolo has died, though he explains heaven's time flows differently. Earth's seconds could be centuries above. Annie mourns their brief marriage, but Paolo recounts their journey from a missed high school connection to reuniting 15 years later, showing love's persistence. With two pipe cleaner hearts, Paolo shows how life shapes us from simple beginnings to complex endings. When she calls it broken, he corrects, "That's what makes it whole." Paolo reveals Annie must return to life. Saved herself, she must now save others. With a final kiss and "see you in a little bit," he sends her back. Annie survives after briefly flatlining during transplant complications. Though Paolo didn't survive, a part of him lives on in her. She later gives birth to a daughter named Giovanna, gift from God, fulfilling Paolo's vision. Annie keeps her afterlife journey private, but plans to share it with Giovanna. Her experience showed that heaven isn't a distant paradise, but where earthly connections endure. She learned that her life, with all its complexities, was part of a greater tapestry where every act of love matters. Through Cleo, Annie learns that the end of loneliness is when someone needs you. The elegant dog shows Annie her heaven, countless doors of people being greeted by dogs. When Annie questions her sacrifice for Paolo, Cleo affirms, "No act done for someone else is ever wasted." As Cleo transforms into a puppy, Annie's arms return to hold what you love. Samir teaches Annie that our time on Earth is linked to others' times, like threads in an infinite tapestry. Annie discovers how her life intersected with others, from the surgeon who saved her hand to the maintenance man who saved her life. Through these five heavenly encounters, Annie learns that death is a transition where life's invisible connections become clear.